Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 22nd October. Top stories for today. The Selangor UMNO has filed a preliminary objection against the government's application to forfeit funds amounting to more than 2 million ringgit, which were seized from them. The money seized by the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission from the political body was allegedly linked to One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB funds. The Department of Statistics Malaysia expects the country's economy to continue its recovery trend based on the smooth growth rate of the leading index LI, a predictive tool to anticipate upturns and downturns in the economy. According to Chief Statistician Dato Sri Muhammad Uzir Mahidin, despite the softening LI for the reference month, the growth rate of smooth LI is consistently above trend and moving upwards. Human Resources Minister Dato Sri M. Saravanan said employers should be paying the same salary to their employees and should not make them use up their annual leave if they are required to work from home during the conditional movement control order period. He said employers can discuss with their employees over any actions and decisions taken for the sake of common interests. Police have stepped up monitoring at Seberang Prai Prison and its staff quarters here last night following enforcement of the Enhanced Movement Control Order in the areas involved. Seberang Prai Selatan District Police Chief Superintendent Lee Chong Che said all the prison staff and the families staying at the quarters were only allowed to go out to attend important matters and emergencies with permission from the police. South Korea's finance minister, the architect of rules aimed at protecting tenants and slowing deposit increases, has himself been forced to look for a new home as landlords react to the rules by quickly replacing tenants so they can bump up deposit. Hong Nam-ki is also faced with broadening his search as the average deposit, where he lives 20 minutes from Parliament, has soared by a third since his housing rules took effect in July, with the irony of his predicament setting the internet alight. Seoul apartment prices have risen more than 50% since the left-leaning President Moon Jae-in inherited loosened mortgage rules from the previous administration 3 years ago. Thailand today rolled back an emergency decree aimed at ending months of protests against the government and monarchy that had only inflamed anger and brought tens of thousands of people onto Bangkok Street. According to the government statement, the current violent situation that led to the announcement of severe situation has eased and ended to a situation in which government officials and state agencies can enforce the regular laws. Protesters have given Prayut a 3-day deadline to quit and said the withdrawing measures was not enough. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.